November 16th, 2008. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. My guest is making all the noise there. Of course, oh, look at this.
Hotline.
The leash is going
to... Action pack here on
Watt.
The Watt from Pedro Show.
Huh?
Behind the scenes.
I don't... Talia, you said you were coming right now. We're on the air, so you're talking.
Hey, Talia.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Talia was supposed to come, but she... a birthday party. Who celebrates that shit anymore?
Happy birthday, anyway.
I'm going to celebrate mine. In fact, for the gig that's going to be on, I got songs from all 12 of the bands that are playing.
Oh, cool.
Play later. But anyway, the making all the noise is my guest for this week. Our guest, Brother Matt, is Mr. Jack Brewer.
Jack!
Hey, Mike. Good to see you again.
And you brought your buddy,
Joey Kaufman.
How you doing, Mike?
Who read a great poem before it. Now, don't let Jack Bogart... Although, maybe you want to get on this king-size
oh,
love
yeah.
grotto.
Yeah,
his styling,
but not too close.
Yeah.
See, Joey is... He is the...
That's a powerful hankering.
Yeah. Joey is the poet. He lives the lifestyle.
Yeah, well, last time on the... show, he read a good one.
Right,
so welcome back, round
thanks.
Two. And thanks for coming to the gig last night. It was sick. I was sick. I didn't play that well, but I thought Pete was on fire, and he more than made up for the slack jaw freeze up at
Pete Club. Pete Jams.
Do you have a fire scarecrow?
Yeah.
Jack.
It's always good to see all
yeah,
all
now,
your
why don't you bring you on next week? But... One of your heroes passed away.
Oh, yeah, yes.
So we planned for the week after. We'll talk about her.
Okay.
Did you bring one of her poems to
Absolutely.
Read? Yeah, that's great. But then the guest we're supposed to have on today couldn't make up, so you came to rescue, and Joey.
Oh,
much
yeah.
respect.
Thank
right
you. On.
Thanks to Joey. I
but
think.
Anyway, your buddy, like almost a mentor as far as poetry?
Yes.
Was her name?
Was.
Florence?
Yes, Florence Ellers. Yeah, she was in a... Well, I'll talk more about her. Well, she really sweet lady. Really good poet.
Yeah, talk about her now.
Okay, well, she was my friend's... my childhood friend's mother-in-law. At that time, I was recording... Gary asked me to do The Perfect Rat. I was scrounging for poems to do because I was... saving my stuff for the Sacred Trust record and so on. And so I was calling my friends, asking for poems, and then she just brought this poem that she was going to read at this dinner engagement this family dinner engagement. And I just looked at it. I was just completely blown away. This is the most beautiful piece of poetry I've read in years, and I don't think she realized.
This ain't too long ago, The Perfect Rat.
No, this was, it was released about a year ago. And,
yeah, but when was it recorded?
About two years ago.
2 years ago. We're going to play something from that.
Oh,
but
cool.
This is where you meet her.
Yeah. Well, I met her before, but I didn't know she was a poet. She was very...
You met her as a poet.
Yes. As a poet.
She was just a mob.
Yeah. She was very humble. And I got her books. And,
yeah.
She's not really published or anything just because she's so modest. And I started reading it, and I just couldn't believe the stuff I read. And she was, I think she was in her 80s when she wrote this poem.
Wow.
Yeah.
What town?
They're from Pedro. Palace versus Pedro.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, SoCal. Not change the subject, but we got the fires. Is this terrible?
Damn. Yes.
Man, maybe it's the karma for having warm weather in November.
I don't
rest
know.
Of the peoples are starting to get all froze up, and we got the hellfires.
Yes.
It's terrible. Yeah. How many homes? 800?
It's insane.
That's too many.
Yeah.
So sad.
Anybody losing a house.
Everything.
Yeah. It's terrible. Anyway, back to Francis.
Okay.
Because you've been writing poems many years before you met her.
Yeah. And
well, what, was she like an affirmation? Like you knew you were on the right path?
Absolutely. And the piece of music that I read poem for was just perfect, and it was about the rain and such. But I would, when I can pull the poem out, I can't do this now because
no,
I
we'll
make too much noise.
I can
tell you a little more.
That's great.
About this, I just want to do it.
That's great.
Justice.
Anyway, for the rain is what we need on these fires, or at least the wind to die down.
Yeah.
I don't know if you folks realize just wind can be an intense thing when it's a dry wind. Now, I've always gloated on people on tour in these humid sweat boxes. I love Cali, how dry it is, but the really danger of this is fires just spark up. The embers travel on the wind and just start bursting.
Yeah, and the fire start, that creates more wind.
That's wind. Right.
I love the wind.
It's an intense cycle. In the old days, before people really got going, it was probably part of nature's dealio. I know there's some seeds that don't even germinate without a fire.
Yeah, red.
Some red stuff from a lightning or something. And
yeah.
It was part of the big cycle of things. Now, but you got people building pads in canyons where...
Yeah, throwing the system
less
out
of big
whack.
Densities. The fire trucks can't get out there. They're in these canyons that the wind's just... Especially, you got these kind... Now, usually the wind blows east. I know peddling and paddling, you know. But when it comes west, that's from Santa Ana. These are these warm desert winds and very dry ones. And these are the danger babies. And...
Yeah, I think about the wind you were just talking about being in the vans, the sardine cans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember on the tour at Black Flag, we'd have 8 people in the van. And
well, we did Minutemen tours with the same boat up to San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
remember you had that one weird green boat where the roof would just collapse in and we'd all have to stand up at once to punch it back out.
Yeah.
Green and white.
Yeah, I mean, I loaned that van to Black Flag, and they just abandoned it up in Canada.
It don't work anymore.
Yeah,
they just let it go.
Yeah, something.
But we did a lot of gigs up north.
Oh yeah,
riding with these guys, and you'd have to lay down head to toe.
Yeah,
I
would have my head next to the open vent way at the end with the wind blowing on my face, and. That's how I would sleep, and ever since then, I've always had to sleep with the fan blowing on my face,
because
it reminds you of...
Yeah, I remember you talking about that last time.
Talking about bad air, one time we didn't use that boat, we used the Black Flag one that had a clogged up catalytic converter.
And
remember all those fumes came in through the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Georgie took a screwdriver and a hammer and beat big holes in the dash to get us air in?
Oh,
that was terrible. It was a white Econoline, a short boy.
Remember that one?
Yeah. I remember lifting up the hood, and the alternator was sitting on a block of wood. There was some Econo. I would never chance nowadays.
I remember Chuck jumping underneath the van, that white van while the van was on fire.
Yeah, right.
Trying to fix it.
Well, Georgie had the brilliant idea, we'll fix the leak. Or he thought there was a leak in wrap aluminum foil. Those things get like 2,700 degrees. Stuff lit. Yeah.
Oh, it was always a fuel filter we were changing every other day.
Yeah. Once you suck rust down, that happened in one of my boats, an Econoline. I remember having unattached a fuel line at the motor and at the tank, and George, he'd be there, I'd be blowing on that like I was Gabriel.
Insane.
Now they got plastic tanks, you know, but I still don't go below a quarter. Mm-hmm. They say it's good to keep your tank filled anyway, because when it gets low, actually, the gas evaporates.
Yeah, they say it's good to be rich, too, and be able to afford a full tank. But we're doing the best we can.
You'll save money.
Oh, gas went down in price, Jack.
Yeah, I know, that was nice. That was nice.
You'll save on the gas. I mean, we're talking about driving these big boats around anyway.
Yeah, I was putting gas daily while I was working. I was always hoping that the company would give me gas. They kept promising, because I do a lot of driving.
That was what the bad chow was for.
Yeah.
Look, you got some music here you want to play from Frida.
Yes.
Because Frida's been sick.
Yes,
she's doing better.
I saw her today. I stopped by, pick up the CDs.
Yeah.
She's doing much better.
Now, Frida ain't from Pedro, but she's lived here many, many years. She's a great singer. She served a time in the Zarkons, which was the next band after the Alley Cats that Randy Stodola had.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Stodola, a great musician.
Yeah.
I think he lives in Pedro.
Oh, yeah.
Then she went on to make several versions of Frida Rente Band. Actually, she's old friend Steve Reed.
Yeah.
Sound man in the old days. Because they kind of lived near each other up near Coliseum and stuff. So she's doing better. She had surgery.
So everybody
put out good vibes to her. And Jack's got a song. Which one did you pick?
It's No More, right? Yeah.
Oh,
also, I mentioned she plays in the Jack Brewer Union band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she sings with you in the Jack Brewer Union.
We've had to do the last.
In fact, Jack was talking about last night. Him and Joe Baez have many bands. Now, they all play for the same audience, so they rotate the bands for them.
Yeah.
Instead of having different audiences.
Yeah, we don't tour, so we can't change the audience. So we just change the band.
You toured in the head.
Yeah, after our tours.
Okay, this is for Freedom. Live from Peter.
Keeping up with the Joneses. razor wire on his face. I hit the ground running. Naked legs lashed by wicked ryegrass, which we hope to parlay the $7 Mom lent me. Steppenwolf tickets. Something eternal wrapped in tin foil. Brand new way of seeing ordinary things. I passed the junior livestock fair. Pinch my nostrils. Dark between the golden pony farms. Make my way into the midway, clogged with familiar faces. I don't want to see. Grease sweeten the nostrils. Ping pong fishbowl. No use for the Ricky ride. Concession stands, clapper kiosk on wheels, enter the maze of Trailer City, tents and trailers. Intense. Illicit carnival. Embedded. Within a quotidian country fair. Interpret them. moon and stars. It's 8:30 p.m. exactly. Donald Duck. $8, $4. It's 8:30 p.m. exactly. Somewhere. Doubts? Express them now. Two old carnival workers indoctrinating two new ones. Begin by age-old imprecation. Seniors dodge. Toddlers left. Sweaty, pubescent pheromones. Elephant ears frying crackle. O'Connor, Osito, Lakota Giggle. Mistake me for Big City Toledo. But you know it from all me.
Don't be so decided. Looking into your body, you know, absolutely lovingly, everyone will jeopardize on things. We will undercut each other. Let's do what is paranoid. We will play a role in stars. We've got the tendency. You can't fear the sky. You can't regret the dolls make yourself. You can't understand a jaw part. You can't rule and clash all day long. There are messages looking for the tomb. A oneness of life. There's a note in your eyes. There's a reason we are low. There's a place of entanglement. Never. This is not strong anymore. A bitterness to this extension. Dragon, provocateur, Zeppelin, harmonic boat, California water ghost, tonsful womanhood, fucking the leather. I'm not jealous of your cameras. I just want to lick the skin to be some sort of hero. Los Angeles, her extra flesh, the touch of the steam, whistling Berlin. It's sort of lost on him. That fashion is stunted. Yet you did it beautifully. One out dragon. There's a ring in the hollow, a hole as a summary, a repeating of the hurting. Your wings are giving believable life as holy as fake and a rat or trashy. We're trash cans, dragons. Your bittersweet cornered whispers, she doesn't care about pictures of you, a hovering gallery. We strip underneath paintings. I met you, and the future was a crew of blowing the keys into tornadoes, silent feather knowledge, an angel's bondage, the amazing streets, light of a candle, tunneled our slot path. Recovery, a sinker. The city is empty, and each side wants more depravity. Invention for what? Questions? Grafted, a dead bird, a metal horn, an adult at a dumpster. The truth first, Reggie, off life we form. Hurt, feeling, it's crashed and the lid. This testing rock beach. England is to one as one is you. A singlet needle that she sees double with. We are a climate of appalling things, of course. We are a broken current, and it's just this sex of musicality. A program toward an ending. Quick scene. So, you want out, dragon? You want out, dragon? Come on! You can call out perfection, but only get scared. You can calculate with your head in an ass cloud. You can reward yourself for talking like talking in the mind. What cost to that vision? These trappings are of course. Tomorrow is a bunch of feathers in your mouth. It's the self, an all-encompassing
mirror that points anywhere when nothing real seems fashion. Hand coded, rose, a war bond ink. Oh, say America, during this year that it has become voiceless. Goes between malediction and catacombs imposed. Don't worry about me, your Jesus didn't trust either. Destroyed blame walking through a graveyard. She spit the rise of the man-made movement. The background instruments nod, speaker giving common, colorless, and less known. We are gentle in our procession. The males catches railroad heaving. We're hefty and printed. Touch now, presently deciding, staying with so many more ideas. The endeared stand up because God's done with shouting. Six cut deep foam held crime tunnel polite skip short now remains stone. Return raps, which is opposition whereby we comment, firebird. You walk fast uncarily. The kissing was left on your throat. You defied everything without knowing that Zagreb was impersonal. What started the tart cut to the artful men? The Narda people say Manchester is forever. An animal is optical, tarred into the bathroom. She nibbles at her freedom. Marky Donnelly cop hours to the last word. We camp at the bed, reading to play each other. Look at our part. A family of fashion finds a hummingbird losing its heart. Let's drink clear liquid, constantly top sailor.
Live from Pedro Show. You know what? I forgot to say what we started this show off 56 minutes ago. Of course, we started with John Coltrane like we do every show, and that was Lazy Bird, an alternate take from Blue Train. And then we heard Flood, Part 3 by Boris. And just now with this chunk of music, because I was just so caught up in the wonder of Jack and Joey being guests on the show that I shirked on the responsibility. Also, Sean just joined us.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And she had a crash. There was a car on fire on the freeway, so she's delayed. We just heard Hummingbird, a project called The Perfect Rack. How it came about is kind of tedious, so we won't get into that, but one righteous thing was Jack Brewer was part of that, and that was his poem right there. Well, before that, we heard something from the forthcoming Unknown Instructors album. Now, Jack Brewer was on the first Unknown Instructors album, was not on the second one, is not on this third one. But that tune was called Those Were the Days. And those were the days when Jack Brewer was on Unknown Instructors albums. Yeah. And we started off with our good Pedro Compadre Fidorente.
Oh, yeah. She's
with No More.
The great
and now, Jack, we're almost out of time for the first hour, but Jack's got a poem for us.
Oh, okay. A new lyric from Jack Brewer Union Band. The bulb above my mind is burned out. My sensibilities have all gone south. I can't even think of a cliche. I hope all is well. Have a nice day. Two more years, I feel like 58. I've forgotten about the greatness for which at 56 I was slated. I love you still. Have a nice day. I can't remember names of colors and some body parts, so I can't tell you where I'm hurting, but I know when it's going to rain, and I keep working.
It's the end of the first hour.
Okay.
November 16, 2008, Watford Peters Show. Hold tight for hour two. More poems from Mr. Brewer.
Okay.
Joey. November 16, 2008. It's the second hour of the Watford Peters Show. And before we do some music, because we wanted to play Crawl Space last hour, but the time ran out. But Jack Brewer wants to preface it. With a poem.
Okay, hey, You know, I had this sweet, really sweet friend named Utica. She died in the bathtub of OD. I remember the day when wife and I went to her funeral. And it was, strangely, this is the day when I was going through my really bad back problems, and I had just found some OXs in my drawer, and it's almost it's ironic that we had taken them just before we went to her funeral, and here's a poem for my poem for her. Your wounds won't close, but no blood flows, no feel of discomfort, meals in the courtyard. You unwrapped my gift sweater, your face had color. Our first transfusion, we shared an illusion, a bed rid of wreaths and pills. Your knees of steel could not bend to pray. Did that offend your fate? Spilling down in the tub you sunk. I can change you no more. You've become your art. From the dream realm, your imagined smile. No dawn's reflective cloud, nor shout of a pulse can call you out. You're safe now, safe from souls who count days and keep memories, them who weep empty, for love of yours is all we are. In the dream realm, you perfect your sound, light in place of life. I can change you no more. You've become your art. Thank you.
Got it.
go, bike boy. Watt from Pedro Show. Started the second hour off with Laundry Hamper from Crawl Space. You picked that, Jack.
Oh, yes. It's my good friend Joe Dean, who also plays in the Jack Brewer Union Band. And I built a bathroom for him.
Right on. Construction of a bathroom. And then we heard the nice sharp pencils with Why Did You Wave at Me? A true drum and bass band. Not that the other ones aren't true, but I mean there's an actual bass and a drum. And they're from England. So is this band. Same things. With Construction of a Birdhouse. Mr. Sam Shige. And Danny. His buddy Danny. And now we got Joey. I'm going to read a poem for you.
This was called Baroque Sam. Nutty, ain't it? Questioned Baroque Sam as he poured another drink into the shot glass. That dame, that lass, all in the evaporating dreams of Everclear. Baroque Sam lit another cigarette. What is it this time? Another question to the right jaw. The haze. I can't remember. There was a time, but just not too long ago. When? Where? These were questions to be dealt with. Aboriginal rhythms sang out from the stage as Baroque Sam poured another drink. Wasn't this the problem last time? He wisely mumbles. Can't put it together. Can't distinguish. The shade grew as the afternoon progressed. Sam speaks to the bartender. Another bottle and one for my friend. This is going to be a long one. Wait, I had just arrived from the train station. You know, sometimes you just got to shore up. Did he say show up or shore up or shut up? I don't know. I don't know which. Quite frankly, I don't. Wait a minute. Didn't the forecaster tell of this? Why, beyond years, did I say what I said when I said soul of dissonance?
Hey, thank you, Joe. Respect. Now, it's that time of the show when we get the spin cycle on. And special collaboration with Brother Matt, Mr. Jack Brewer, Mr. Joey, doing poems with the tunes.
Cool.
Take away, Brother Matt.
Lizards play in the desert, unaware they bask in the hot sun, while multicolored tinfoil rodents turn up above, leaving ever-expanding vapor trails of thousand-fold spinning realities, each with its own swirling pattern on the nighttime behemoths. The computer folk toil at their desks, deciding to agree to disagree upon the apparition of millions of lead-filled ducks sinking to the bottom of azure ponds, finding they can breathe in the secret underwater, the city floating beyond the war-covered globe, scorched and littered with gum wrappers and AM/PM cups, while the moon reverses the sky into a Picasso of light and dark. I wake up from sleep and smile. Makes perfect sense to me.
An apricot tree. He said, Peter? Peter? You of the holy sea, go see if the tree is ripe. The tree is not yet ripe, called it back Peter, the rock. Then let it wither. Jesus wanted an apricot. In the morning, the tree had withered. like the ear in the agony of the garden, struck down by the sword, unready. What means this parable? Everybody better see. You're really sipping when your glass is always empty. Correct.
The time is right for violent liposuction. The automatic crucible fills with sad frost, but the sun melts it away. Every day the lenticular clouds appeared and faded with regularly forming visions, patterns, X's and zeros, as if something, another dimension, was trying to get through. The stars seemed to dangle as if by wet spaghetti. I met a girl on Thanksgiving. We smoked cigarettes and she changed clothes. And she fixed up her version of a turkey dinner in front of me, which instantly disgusted me. However, this interesting character, who Andy Warhol himself snapped a picture of, she gave me a bunch of pills and said she'd be there in the car that night. And by golly, there she was as I walked on by.
Ritbook with my wife. In the hall, the dank bacterial swill. Across the plank to shore I skitter. Plaque-ridden father, underground filled. Flesh rotten flood water, wisp bones clean. Children of fleeing from bats unsanctioned. Pats of young Satan, dormant stench. Lowly kin bites our ankles, escaping with just their tails and what morsels are left of our kill. I found my place through the human maze, with calm in my mind a symphony plays. Take heed of greed, take only what you need, then you will find that you always feed. In the hall, the dank bacterial swill, cross the plank to shore I skitter. Plaque-written father, underground filled, flesh-rotten flood water, wisp bones clean. Memories through injected cells, brutal carcass, fetus dust. Frothing heaves the masses, humans carry forks at dust. Powerless to the shadowless gods, utensils compulsively rinsed. But a cinder no river could cleanse is a vermin eye, historic glint. Brings to the table just quick dissent.
The interloper outcast. Kingpin mayhem, bright black sunny sky, head whirling, patterns forming, carpet speaks, decorative fancy, just so, front yard way, electron shell collide, line up with mountain peaks, armature rotates, the puppet show, lightning split, breathtaking fog, dotted, dashed hopes, renewed committee, take flavor, form, function, add cognito, and mix.
For 1,000 years, the sand wind-blown accumulates in various passageways. What remains above will be the remains eventually below. Thousands of years have already been buried. Scorpions like guard the exit. Caught is the last ashen breath. Tomorrow, like yesterday and today, sycamore leaves will fall. Their palms are a lifeless flutter strewn on stained glass. Dog shit, messy blood, cold pussy on rubber, spilling carrion sperm. Brett Torres. Blinding light came into your church through blue stained glass, right down into spun eyes, and made you equal to me. For one whole minute, blue light, blue bass, blue night, blue last. We are guilty by association, traitors to the misogyny nation. In spite of our impersonation of macho algebraic relations, she's the equal side in our equations.
Ruling to let it happen. So you go to that room. You're going to move into it one day. That's your room. It's got your name on it. Is it a garage? Is it a two-story fancy walk-up with a parking? Suddenly it's a treehouse. Clubhouse. Very unworkmanlike construction goes into this. On the second floor, you took it over from this magician. Heavy ironwork and eastern wall hangings. Even if you have to tear doors down to wall it off, this room, it just makes you feel good. Makes you feel good to be in it. It is the long-forgotten ground floor entrance with the stone lions and the wild lions in the yard, and they won't hurt you. Oh, they get a little playful at times. The room, the secret chamber in a huge boat or a glassed-off institutional nut house. Do they even have nut houses anymore? Or a humid walk-up where old persons live, the smell of insecticide and Lysol. Or is it that other house you've never seen?
On the morning that I cried, there were no bullets for sale. Well then, do you have any aspirins, I asked, was answered only with silence. From my demo beliefs, I pried 8-penny nails, the bends I straightened with a hammer and God patience. Is it easier to love a martyr? Do your eyes water? Do your faucets drip? Can a poster patch holes in a wall? Can your Kurt Cobains change a deadbolt? So I boarded up my windows in case the north dust should blow. Risk my home, lose its soul, frightened away pixie ghost. Is it easier to love a martyr? Dressed in Elvis and Che Guevara. T-shirts can't repel bullets or pills or canonize your sense of style. Canonize. The morning that I cried, I took my tools back inside. I could not repair a world whose love was lost to battle. Is it easier to love a martyr? Would you wear the death mask of a poet, a pauper? Who then would teach you how to love your faults and be thankful you still have a pulse? So I ran back outside to rethink my prize. Just an everyday struggle for which they erect no statue. If survivors are cowards, who then will place flowers? Remember, the builders of shrines are in bed by nine. Is it easier to love a martyr dressed in Elvis and Che Guevara? T-shirts can't repel bullets or pills, nor canonize your sense of style. Yeah, canonize.
thought about it twice. He thought about it too much. Educated monkeys have lost their tails. Horny orangutans put out their wails. Through this zoo, I think of you. A patchwork quilt of grooves and vibes. Fair beauty damsels see what they can get. Also dancing into the sweat. Different agendas take hold. The man who has everything grows gray and cold. All I see are colonels whose colonels fight. What can we see? That the talking is not the talking that is right. Frail wisp of morality spices our mortality. The pain is real, but the dreams are not. Reverse the dance and undo the Gordian knot. The night glows, and don't you fear, cause the sun comes up. Breakfast is good. Afternoon, kinda wait until the party night again, and that which is and which is not. Who could tell or want to know?
I wrote this after watching the movie Control, star of George Clooney. The silent dinner chimes, breathless leagues of flies, scurry for what is left on the table. The table you excused yourself from, dead in our dear room. Exit. Dining tomb, and I pressed with my fork to pale symphonies carved on the table for epic ears to return and manners not to cry for the slightly braving of one side. A grateful chef sits at the table.
Can't hear what it's saying. A grain of sand is standing up and yelling, yelling loud. It's yelling nonsense. It says, everyone is coated with a rubber-like finish, which is mirrors and glue, and this grain of sand is making faces. Quartz sand faces at me, and making grain of sand threats to my well-being with its grain of sand clenched fist. And blaming me for its own predicaments, even though I had nothing to do with it. But I cannot perceive it, because it is, after all, a grain of sand. It's returning to the sea, where an oyster has turned it into a pearl. I missed the whole production.
Will you put your name next to mine on a stone that will travel time? Will you be my want, warrant, and truce to hold as long as this world holds you? And when we're worlds apart, will you take part in the knowledge of how we live, love, and conquer? And I will accept sleep with just this grace, that I may awaken again to your embrace. But I will live if you are reduced to resolve of our newfound truth. if the worth of love is to survive, somewhere in your fading face, forgiveness must lie. My English. I'm no master linguist. Grammar don't yield to sages. Yeah, I've no soul to process, but you are so rude to correct my English. However slurred, damp, and anxious, yeah, my words can give fragrance. Ideas, I haven't the faintest. Why, you are so rude to correct my English. Oh, I speak perfect Spanglish, not dialects in fragments, and I can't buy a sentence? You are so rude to correct my English.
What is there now, Neo, and the Thunderbird sank in the west? How about the impression that catapults the senses. Then there was a new find, the reach of robots in space. How do they count the days? And the spark of an idea. Reroute, level the playing field. See change, and it got blurry as the mist swirled again.
Outlandish dreams, mourning of funerals, spent the day. Tireless criminals grateful, the sun left the night another fire. From Jerusalem to Golgotha, guillotine necklace, as gold leaf crucifix, all chains entwined. Believe me, leave now, while time is still, for the blood proof will set, a floral pattern in truth, splotches and smirks, a face tapestry of telling, our wasted patience and rearing. Rise, witness, if nothing else, rise, no, enlist, if nothing at all. Her wet trail on my eyes, her scarf over my breathing, like today, today, make haste, not tally long, for the insects are plotting our alienation. As sure, the foreigners convert anger into pollen, sire. So beach our needles, floor petals, flower pebbles, petal worship of ours, shuttle gods of molasses to occupy felt absence with kisses to the moths of caves. We polish our meadows under sterile stars. We take our insane children to the shore. Their solid blood spoils meekly. We squander disease, inherent earth, rumored to turn, and masses to flower less sanctimoniously. Where the belly of words have failed, the worms divide in the dawson rain. There the folds have opened, and in rivulets dusk, the soft tug of ocean ruins the childless fingertips as fences eat away at isolation. the teachings of Buddha from the hotel drawer, a Gideon spider dead in a pool of decadence and outpour of song, sorrow of the air, chatter vacuum of less said to help us yet. And we think, and we think, and it gets us cause, cause, that's what we get. Where are we going this light? Peak-eyed parasite, faltered tongue, reprehensive to argue, morale, blood denial, for profit slow hiss, even filtered wall, static tentacles of wanting, satellite of taunting, combination of pixels coiled as if serpents, that chaos is color, this coupling animal dance, birth-made moment of feeling versus knowing, the tight eyelids that then flutter like wings of pigeons, ripped by crows, flowers on the lips of buildings, temples of spilling, corridors of gristle, meat of men, meat of butchers. Wait up! Wait up! The lie is dining. You mustn't let them see us aging. The lepers are raping, and the worms escaping. O Socrates, O nihilist, take Sodom solace to Los Angeles, down the basins of holy fiction. Tales forged by tiny apes armed with razors and gumption. Planted mirrors size of hand. This is due time, locked in earth time, feigning seed and eating minutes, killing hours, meat at war with matter. The road of scattered bodies, wine, wine. Rain people think louder and well with ways of chemical that no one, no one getting any, no one getting empty, no one getting plenty, no one getting in the blood fuse, eyes salt in the stock unlearning, counter swimming, the flesh meld, backyard breath, careless more, morning of funerals, spent the day, tireless criminals, grateful, the sun left the night, another fire.
Say he had a good job. Say he had good pay. The stupid jerks that ruled the game took his job away. Now there's nothing to eat. There ain't no heat. I may not be indiscreet, but I will not admit defeat. Motivation, think for yourself. You think you're gonna hide. You think you're gonna move. What do you think you're gonna do when it all comes down on you? Because there ain't no heat, there's nothing to eat. But I will not be indiscreet, because I will not admit defeat. Motivation, think for yourself. Motivation, and everybody else. Like a monk, but even monks get drunk. They get stoned, they grow their own, and God provides the funk. I'm living like a monk.
thing is as it should be. All I fear is as it could be. Better I expect than what would be. If only you hadn't shook me off of this pompous cross. My mind sank through the depths of my skull with discomfort of a wet sock. Fresh air seems so novel. I can barely place it in thought. God damn insensitive muse. What more can I do for you? Are you hungry? Or are you bored? Is this life? Or is this art? The breaking day will take the weight of sleep from my shoulders. It's 4 a.m. when I began to feel one day older. As I laced my boots, I watched the news, thankful the night is over. Out the door, once more fleeing the call. God damn! Insensitive muse. Whose turn is it to tell the truth? Am I ornery? Or just more? Maybe you should have left me where you found me. Instead, nailed my mouth to the cross. A time, my heart was one whole. By angelics who descend to preach through example when parables were humanless and bland.
Brother Matt,
cool.
For Spin Cycle, Joey.
Thank you.
And Jack, I thank you while you're depositing filtered, kidney filtered cerveza into Brother Matt's cistern.
Thank you. And the shepherds need their sheep, and the sheep need their shepherds, but I'm no shepherd, and I'm no sheep. And the living need the dead, but the dead, they need nothing, and I need nothing, but I ain't dead. An old man deprived of food will live longer than a man deprived of sleep. So get your sleep. And religion is a business, and business is religion, and they're faithful to each other in belief. And though mutiny has no honor, I have honored all mutineers. And the drunkards have to drink to fall asleep, and to get up and make love, but I don't drink. And the crazy have a choice, but there's no such thing as choice, just crazy, that's all there is, that's all there is.
From Pedro Show. We're getting to the end of the second hour, November 16, 2008 edition. After Brother Matt Spincycle, thank you again, Brother Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Providing beats under Joey and Mr. Brewer.
Thank you. Thank
you. And right now they're cowering under threat of poetry police. But they should feel secure, because you are in the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, and no poetry police can pierce the veil of truth. Brother Matt blankied you with. Anyway, right after Brother Matt provided beatage for your poetage. Anyway, we had No Robot No with Streets of Hunger City. That's kind of a poetic title. Then we had Sheep by Alan Moon. We finished up with Acid Maiden by Boy and Girl. Hold tight for hour three. November 16, 2008. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
On a course set by hamsters, from skulls and wallowers. Along her desert curves, with every man that ever walked these plains, subject to its lost and gained. time is truly ours, but I tell you, it's never up. And who in eyes Delilah could ever call on bluff? You can wish and wish and wish, but you can only accept what is. And as time pushes on, the band will play your song.
From Pedro Show, letting y'all know that whispers are as loud as talking on this show.
Can't hide from the mic.
No. Can hide from the poetry police, but you can't hide from Lot from Pedro Show microphone. And we start off the third hour with Take Us Now from Universal Congress of Joe Baez's band.
Yay.
Actually, what they're doing is a cover song of a Saccharine Trust song. Jack Burr's going to read another poem.
Okay. As I said, I don't always like to read my own poems. I read some of my own. I enjoy reading poetry of other people. It makes me feel good, actually. But this is a poem written by a friend of mine who passed. A friend of mine who passed. I just found out about it last week. And Florence Rush Ellis. And but it's. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little emotional. It's so hard to talk, but. The promised rains that seldom come this evening may start a trickle upon my hanging geranium, for rising shoots a light damp tickle provides no ample garden nourish to display my brilliant planting plots. I had hoped my pretty buds might flourish in those 7 soil-filled plastic pots with clustered purples, hot pinks, mulch-fed. Pigeons, gulls flew all aflutter as winds tossed sands through shores mid-Thursday. Blue skies from north to south now lumber, with cloud white fraught becoming haze gray. My courtyard lacks tough weather shelter. Thirst dry rampage withers floral bloom. I beg above formed pus to water. Not next week, next month, but very soon. Do kiss those petals orange red. But if clouds pour unceasing rain, that floral beauty I ache so for will find soaked bulbs, fresh stalks untamed of tulips, freesia, glads I often store, now gone, dissolved, engulfed by earth's mud. My yellow rose roots, strong, dry, or damp, drowned, would turn green leaves to fine laced crud. And I cry when heart strings feel death's clamp. Cloud, I want your rain, but not to wed. Seeing awful wreck, such gush late shed.
Back in the air, paper storm, it's the most good of the best through the gate without gate. Blooming idiot, it's just insanity. Lord of greed, but you can't get clear. Then the soul is the less than most good of the best through the gate without gate. Blooming idiot, it's just insanity. Without care, gloomy idiot, he stands for sanity.
hair on fire, tap dancing in the middle end of the avenue. With the cars and taxis racing by, seemed like a bit of a dangerous thing to do. She handed me some matches and some tap shoes, said, "Won't you join me for a little duet?" I said, "Sorry, but that looks a little frightening. I ain't ready for that just yet." She said, "If you're not at least a little scared, you're doing it wrong." She took my hand and said, "Come with me." She led me to the edge of the town, to a little shop on a dead-end street selling lawnmowers and wedding gowns. She said, "I've always dreamed of walking down that aisle wearing a white dress just like this." I said, "Wait a minute, I've got this fear, you see, a fear of marital bliss." She said, "If you're not at least a little scared, you're doing it wrong." So before I knew it, we were married, and now we're always together, tap dancing in the street with our hair on fire. We're flaming birds of a feather. She's taught me some tricky, intricate steps, and I love her more with every breath. I don't want this tap dance life to end, so of course I'm afraid of death. But if you're not at least a little scared, you're doing it wrong.
Thank you. ありがとうございました。Z でした。
What from Pedro Show? Those are the bands I'm going to play with on December 20th at Mars in Motion in Shinjuku part of Tokyo, my 51st birthday. We started off with Up Up, a song called Bandana. Then we heard Bloomin' Idiot Got by 5471, who's got a bass player named Kentaro. Incredible cat. I'm going to also record with him and Brother June from Light. Do a three bass thing called Sun.
Oh, wow.
Sort of like Doze.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Wow.
I got the idea from. Try to do that one day. These cats can power. That's one thing. First takers. And then we heard Balloons with THBBSOTL. Code. Interesting title.
Code.
And then Clean of Core with It Was Born in Barren Land. Then Karoo Crew with Mon, Fantasia from Light. I think Nobuyuki's brother is in Clean of Core. Mm. Someone told me. I was interested. And then we heard Red by Lost Age, or Lostage. He made it one word, so maybe it's Rostage. And then Melt Banana with Crow's Paintbrush, Color Repair. Now, Mel Banana's doing they lost another drummer.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe number five or six. So they're going to play with a drum machine. And they're calling it Mel Banana Light. But knowing that band, it could not be light. Then Sam Bennett with A Little Scared. Now, Brother Sam is from Birmingham, Alabama, but he moved there 13 years ago, married a lady there. He was with me when I toured in February. Great cat. And then Shift from Yamagata, a little snow town. Parallel World. And Yuki Kawana with Everyone, Everyone. And finally Z with Usumura. And Z's got a guy named June Nomero on sax. I'm going to have a big jam on Funhouse and try to get as many of these cats on stage with me as possible.
It's
going to
be a really fun trip.
Katsuo from Boris, too.
Cool birthday. Huh? Very cool birthday.
Yeah, it's a trip. When we recorded in May to do that Spielgusher thing, Mr. Shimmy told me his favorite guitarist was Nels Klein. I said, yeah? Well, I'll bring him here. Then.
Right,
we'll make an album. I want to thank Joey and Jack for coming aboard and blessing us with your presence and your poetry and your spirit, your heart, your mind. Your odor. Sean, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. And Brother Matt, for your central aid and abetting, as always. It's been the November 16, 2008, Watt from Pedro Show. There was some music I couldn't get to from Jack Brewer, but he will flow it to me and I'll play it on future shows. Everybody, keep your powder dry.